We here? Why are we here? Are we dismissing children? I think we're okay. So far, so good. We are here because there are some people, simply put, who want to show by what they're going to do down at the beach through this baptism that they have decided to follow Jesus. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see a group of people who are saying publicly through their baptism that we have decided to follow Jesus. And we're making a public testimony of that. Through their baptism, they are saying, I need Jesus to forgive my sins. Their neighbor, their parents may say to them, oh, you're such a good boy, or I love you, and you're so good, and you're such a good neighbor and stuff. That doesn't matter, because all of us bear the stain of sin. And so through their baptism, they're saying, I recognize I need someone to forgive my sins. And they're saying, I recognize what Jesus did on the cross was for me. Through their baptism, they're saying, I need Jesus to help me live my life right. I'm kind of like one of those sheep that Isaiah talks about that's left the path and wandered away. Because as he says, all of us have done that. And so now we have this opportunity to be able to say, I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my life to help me live right. I need the Word of God. I need the Holy Spirit to enliven the Word of God, and I need to recognize it, and I need to go, wow, that's for me. This is how to live life well. They also need Jesus. Through their baptism, they're saying we need Jesus so that we can live eternally. As humans, we know there's a finite amount of life that each of these bodies have. Some live a little longer than others, but they all exhaust. And then what? And then what? And so they're saying through their baptism, I need Jesus for what's coming. I need Jesus to get me to that next world, to that next eternity, to that next kingdom that he talks about. So by their baptism, they are saying, I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my life. Now, we've talked about the symbolism of baptism, of water baptism, that when they stand up there and you'll see them and they're going to grab their nose and they're going to go like this and they're getting all rigid and stuff because, my, that water looks and feels like it's cold. But it's like almost being Jesus on the cross. And then we take them down into the water. And it's they're going down, they're going to be buried in the water. And the symbolism of so they're dying with Christ as they go back. And then the burial, they're being buried with Christ in the water. And what I love about burial and what I tell them is that burial is a reminder that when you want to get rid of something, what do? You bury it. And then the earth swallows it up and it's gone. And so that's the symbolism of what's happened to your sin. The complete, full work of Christ on the cross. He's taken your sin with him into the grave and he's buried it. And you're reenacting that as you go down into the water. Your sins are gone. Jesus will, God the Father, on that day when you kneel before him, he will not take into account the things that you've done wrong because you put your faith in Jesus Christ and his atoning work on the cross. And then the beautiful symbolism of being raised back up to life. You get a new start. You get a new start. And it's the symbolism of hope. It's the symbolism of the resurrection. It's the symbolism of life to come. It's God's grace manifest in hope. And then with all of the candidates, I always stress one analogy, and I'll end with this. I say, when you get baptized, it's like you're joining a team. The team is the church, God's eternal church. And for the younger candidates, I say it's like putting on a jersey. It's like putting on the Jesus jersey. And now you're on his team. And by your baptism, you are saying, I'm on Jesus' team. I'm choosing sides. I am purposely going to choose to be on Jesus' side. And that's what you're choosing through your baptism. Now I say, you know, one thing that's not like, it's not like a team, you don't take your jersey off and then throw it in the wash and the game's over. You never get to take that jersey off. You're choosing sides for life. So what did you come to see? You came to see some people saying, I need Jesus. I need him for the forgiveness of my sins. I need him to be able to live my life well. And I need him to get me into his kingdom. And I am choosing this day to make a public statement to those of you who gather, but also to the spirit world, to say, I am choosing to be on Jesus' side. And that's an eternal decision. I will never take that jersey off. May the Lord bless you on this day and in your lives to come. May the Lord keep you. May he cause his face to continually shine upon you and give you hope and give you peace. Amen. We are going to start. The way we do this is we actually, when someone comes forward and says they want to be baptized, we ask them to go through a class, and then we have them interviewed by an elder and his wife. So we're going to start with Reuben and Miriam, and they're going to introduce to us the first candidate. Yes?
Maybe I can stand.
We'll dismiss for junior church now if there's a...
Okay, we'll just wait for the kids to leave. What's that? Do you want me to sing? Oh, you don't want me to sing. Okay, so we'll just dismiss the little kids under 10 just to go outside with Viv. Viv is walking out the door here. Okay, so Miriam and I, we met Ron. I don't know if this is Ron here. And at Timmy's, and we just had a nice discussion. He seemed a little bit nervous, but I was looking at him and said, man, in about 5 seconds, he can have both in a headlock and say, I want to get baptized, don't you? So we were more nervous than he was, but actually we had a really good discussion. And you know what? He just told us that, you know what? He put his trust in Jesus and that he's forgiven and that he wants to, even though he knows he's going to be in heaven now, we told him, you are in heaven now. That's what the Bible says. When you put your faith in Christ, you become a part of his family. And he knew that. And he just wants to do the next step of obedience. And he just wants to get baptized. And you know what? It's as simple as that. And we had a great discussion. And we were just going back a little bit about our lives and stuff. And it was a really good time for us both. Yeah. And I recommend for baptism. I know he's saved. I know he's part of God's family. I know he's my brother.
Good morning, everyone. Some of you may not know me, but my name is Ron. I started coming to church last January, and I just want to give you a little bit of history about me before I get into my testimony. But last year in May, my mother died on Tuesday. My wife dropped dead on Thursday. And I got ran over by a car on Friday. I was in a very dark place when I first moved here. And I needed something. So to carry on, I met John Raby, Pastor Bruce, and they helped me through my depression, very much so. So I gave my life to the Lord when I came to church for the very first time. There was no looking back, none whatsoever, you know. I feel good. I have no darkness around me anymore. God has shushed the devil right off my shoulder. And he'll never come back, because I guarantee you God's there with me now, not the devil. I give you my testimony. I want to follow Jesus for the rest of my life, eternity. Okay? And I love God. I love all you people. I love Pastor Bruce. And I hope he doesn't keep me under the water too long today.
Just stay here. Stay here. Take that away from him so he can't say anything back. Ron, there's a baptismal certificate in there, and there's a gift from the church for you to look at, some material. Ron, we also take time to try to find a verse for each candidate. And John was, as he was instrumental in your life, he was instrumental in choosing this verse for you. And it's from Galatians 3. It is also written in your on your baptismal certificate. Galatians 3, 26, 27, it says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." You are God's son. You are part of our family. And it has been a joy to get to know you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Lord bless you.
Last weekend, Bruce and I had the privilege of speaking with Janine. Janine came after the classes and that Bruce had and said, "I want to be baptized." And you don't need to be a sanctified, right, John? 20 years of sanctification to make sure you come to your baptism. You need to know that you need Jesus. One of the things Janine said is, you know, why do I have to do this publicly? And there's two things to this, right? Because it is your personal relationship with Jesus. And if you don't have that, a personal relationship with Jesus, you need to question whether or not you're saved, because it is a one-on-one relationship. At the same time, we said to Janine, the reason you do this publicly is because you are saying to the unseen world, like Ron just said, "I don't belong to you. I belong to Jesus Christ, and my future hope is in Christ alone." And Janine was totally on the page of, "I know I need Christ. I want to be baptized. I've asked him to be part of my life on a personal level. I know I need him to forgive my sins." And so we strongly recommend Janine for baptism.
Do I have to speak now? Because he's so good.
No, but you can. Do you want to say something?
I might cry.
That's okay.
My name is Janine. I first asked Jesus to come into my heart when I was 15. I have definitely needed him, and I very much love him. And I would like to read a verse, Luke 12, 6 and 7, but I'm only going to read the part of it. God doesn't abandon or forget even the small sparrow he has made. How then could he forget or abandon you? What about the seemingly minor issues of your life? Do they matter to God? Of course they do. So you never need to worry, for you are more valuable to God than anything else in this world. That verse alone is so strong to me, and that is why I believe that getting baptized is the best thing to do. Amen. Okay.
This is the verse that we've chosen for you. It's out of 2 Corinthians 6, 2. I have heard you at the acceptable time, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. Your God has helped you. Your God is with you. And I loved your verse that you chose about the sparrow. You are more valuable than any sparrow. We love you. Lord bless you. Amen. I'm going to ask Alec and Mary if they'll come forward, please, to introduce your candidates.
So we had the pleasure of going to the Taylor home and interviewing the two oldest Taylor girls. And we were being kind of difficult because we had really, really busy 2 weeks and trying to find a time that we could manage to get there. And it was past their bedtime. But apparently they were thrilled about that, that they got to stay up a little later. And so anyway, I will present Noah, the oldest. We had a really nice talk with Noah. I don't want to steal any of her thunder as to what she wants to share with you, but I will tell you that she showed us her Bibles, and she's got two. She's got one that she, her, what did she call it? Her weird Bible, that was it. And it's all in cartoons, and it's great. I mean, I think I need that version, because you could sit in about 2 hours, or maybe an hour, and get a whole overview of what goes on in the Bible, whereas how long does that take when you're reading it word for word? So I was superb. And then she showed me the Bible that she's got for girls' group, which is a hands-on Bible and all the things, the specialties of that. And I really appreciated her sharing her heart. And these girls aren't very tall, but these girls, their spirits are very tall. Yeah, so, and I'll let Mary introduce, or do you want to do one at a time? No, I'll let Mary introduce Xena.
So we had the pleasure of actually talking to Xena first, and she is a very articulate, bright, funny, and imaginative young lady, and she has a heart after God. So we are very confident that she knows fully, understands fully what baptism means. And we recommend her today for baptism to honor her desire to obey God.
Okay, so I don't even know where they're sitting. Oh, there, I see Noah. There we are. Come on up.
Oksana can come as well.
Oksana as well. So you can imagine how fun our interview was as you watched them walk up there. There
we are. Who wants to be first?
You go first. Oh, man. Hi.
my name's Noah, and I'm going to give you my testimony. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always gone to church with my family, and I accepted God into my heart when I turned 8, and today is the next step in my relationship with God. I would like to be baptized because in the Bible it says that John the Baptist asked God, should it be the other way around, you baptizing me? And God said that he wanted John the Baptist to baptize him. So I want to obey God by being baptized. And I would like to tell you my favorite memory verse. It is, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I really like it because it gives me confidence when it says, I can do all things through Christ.
Hi, my name is Xana.
I'll hold this.
I want to be baptized because I want to live a life like Jesus, and because that's what Jesus wants us to do. How I got to know God. I've been going to church with my family ever since I was born. At the age of 3, I started understanding and learning what it really meant. At the age of 5, I asked God to come and live in my heart. My favorite memory verse is the Good Samaritan, because it feels nice to me, and when you help others, it doesn't just make them feel happy, it makes you feel nice too. I should help everybody no matter what. And the thing that inspired me the most to get baptized was knowing that my birth family and my church family would be there to support me every step of the way.
Oh, that's Oksana's and Noah's. So Noah, here's the verse that we have for you. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When you have God on your side, there's no one that can stand against you. That's from Psalm 27:1, and it's written in your thing. Okay. Oksana, verse we have for you comes from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. It says, pursue love. Can't even read my own writing. Pursue love and be eager for the spiritual gifts, especially that of prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:1. May the Lord bless both you girls, and may the Lord keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Thank you so much for your testimony. Henri and Pat.
Don't be nervous. Good morning, Revive.
Good morning.
It's a great joy to introduce Lucas Auer. So, Lucas, would you mind standing with us? Thank you. So, Patricia and I met with Lucas and his parents, Renee and Jennifer, last Sunday for his interview. We were delighted to hear Lucas speak about his conversion. His father, Renee, gave us the context, which occurred 5 months before the event. Jennifer was actually an eyewitness. when Lucas went to a Hillsong concert in Ottawa at the end of March, when the altar call was given, Lucas gave his life to Jesus and welcomed him as his personal Lord and Savior. His family, including his grandmother, Gertie, was so glad for him, much rejoicing on earth and in heaven. So Lucas is a young man with a genuine desire for God. He likes to talk about God to his peers and yearns to be a light in this world. He's an evangelist at heart. He also praises the Lord with much enthusiasm. I, too, was a witness when, during a recent praise and worship party at our home, he was just jumping with joy. He was exalting the Lord with strength. So he really likes to party for God. So I am ending my introduction by mentioning that the verse the Holy Spirit has imprinted on his heart is very uplifting and very encouraging. So for all these reasons, we highly recommend for baptism today, Lucas Auer.
Good morning, church. So hello, everyone. My name is Lucas Auer, if you don't know me. I would like to share my testimony with you guys today. When I was a baby, I was baptized at the United Church in Maxville. During my childhood, I attended Sunday school and VBS at the United Church in Maxville. When I was 7, we started attending Revive at GD. At first, I gave my mom a hard time because I don't like change and I didn't know anyone. After a while, I started making new friends like Josh and Joel, Fast, and Marcus Gandia. In junior church at Revive, I loved singing songs and praising Jesus. I love music and I really enjoyed worshiping God. So I also learned different Bible stories and memorized some scripture verses. In the summer, my faith journey continued with soccer camp with Max, roughing it with Viv, camp at Gappy, and sports camp with Rebecca Goulet. Max, Viv, and Rebecca said that I have the gift of encouragement. I would cheer for my friends and fellow campers and encourage them during challenges. I really liked my leaders like John DeGeer, Jordan Gandia, Robin Papp, and Brandon Donner. They showed me how to worship God and how to pray. They were good role models for me. When I turned 9, my mom bought me my first Bible, and I was very excited. During our weekly devotions, we'd read various verses from the Bible, and we would discuss the verses as a family. That same year, I started going to night school. Reading scripture, the prayer time, the sports, and the various assignments were very fun and challenging, especially the 12 and 24-hour fast that I had to do. Night school was also very special to me because my dad was one of the helpers, and I really enjoyed spending time together with him. It was like he also encouraged me and helped me with some of the more challenging tasks. Night school was our father and son bonding time. In February 2018, I went to Cape and Ray for a fun weekend with the boys. I really enjoyed the message about Jesus' miracles, the worship time, and hanging out with my friends. In the spring, I started asking my dad and mom about baptism, even though I wasn't quite ready yet. They both said I first needed to give my heart to Jesus and say the salvation prayer. I was very nervous because it was a big decision to make, and I really wanted to be sure that it was God's will and that it was my own choice to do it. The Holy Spirit started changing my heart and nudging me to get to know God by spending more time with him in prayer and read my Bible daily. During the summer of 2018, I was asked to be a junior leader at some of Viv's and Rebecca's camps. I was very honored to be asked for help. This was an opportunity for me to share my love for God and his good news with young kids. My favorite part was listening to kids if they had problems, working with fellow Christians, and having a great time together. I really liked giving the campers kudos, which is encouragement after prayer time. In the fall of 2018, I started going to youth group. I was so happy to finally be part of this great group. We are studying the book of Romans, playing games, and praying for each other. John and Jordan are very easy to talk to when you have a problem, and they always pray for me. I know that they care about me and my relationship with God. On Friday, March 29th, 2019, my mom, Katie, and I went to the Hillsong Young and Free concert in Ottawa. I was so excited and happy because you're my favorite Christian group. I know the songs by heart, and at the end of the concert, one of the singers invited people to say the salvation prayer and give their hearts to Jesus. I felt very emotional, and the Holy Spirit convicted me to finally give my heart to God. I repeated the prayer, and when my mom noticed me saying the prayer, she gave me a big hug and was very happy for me. We were both very emotional, and we both started to cry. On Sunday, March 7, 2019, we had our communion service at church, and my parents said I could now take communion for the first time. I was very happy and gave them a big smile. I told both of my parents that I was thinking about getting baptized this summer. They encouraged me to take the baptismal class with Pastor Bruce. After the class, I was still praying about my decision. A couple of days later, I said yes to Pastor Bruce. So Mr. and Mrs. D'Souza came to my house to interview me. I was very nervous, though. Mr. D'Souza asked me some questions about my faith, and I answered them honestly and wholeheartedly. Right now, I want to continue to know God more by spending more time with him, by reading his word, and applying it in my life. I would like to be a good example to my siblings and friends, but it's very challenging. I'm struggling, but I know God is with me. I am also trying to be a light at school, and I would like to share the gospel and the good news with my friends. It has been very tough, but I won't quit. My favorite Bible verse is 1 Timothy 4:12. So it says, "Don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Now I want to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and I am very excited about joining Jesus' team. I can't wait to be a new creation in Christ, and I will wear my Jesus jersey proudly. Thank you."
And I know you heard that, heard what he said, but I'm just going to reiterate to say thank you for everybody that invested in Lucas. Amen. You know, he mentioned so many people. Never forget, you're a role model in someone else's life. Lucas, Proverbs 23:17. It says, "Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord." May the Lord bless you. You're going to be a great man. Amen. Oh. I am going to ask Roxanne and Yvan, come on up. We let the couples come together because it gives them a little more strength. Sorry, I did this wrong. I'm asking Mark and Shelley to come up. Yeah, sorry.
Shelley and I met with Roxanne and Ivan Vio on Monday, June the 10th. And they both stated early on in the meeting, we barely sat down and had a glass of water at the table served to us. They both stated early on in the chat the importance it is to show that they are followers of Jesus. Ivan said, "It is my choice." He emphasized the word "my." "It's my choice now." And he wants others to realize who it is he represents. Because often as children, you're not given that choice. But it was very important that you know that this is their choice. They want to do this. It is their desire. I asked them some questions as well about the walk with God lately, what's been happening in their journey, their faith journey, as it leads up to this big event. Roxanne has experienced a more positive outlook in life with her feelings and her attitudes. Joy is radiating from her. An excitement is there. Ivan is enjoying more thankfulness and gratefulness in his life, in everything in his life, he said. He finds himself thanking God often throughout the day for God's goodness to him, in his job, in everything. He's just praising the Lord, which is really encouraging and exciting to hear. Ivan said he desires God's guidance to help others in his job that he's been given to do. And the power of prayer has become more important lately, as Ivan said in his own words. Both Ivan and Roxanne are actively engaging with Scripture, with the reading together and on their own. The Bible has been a real focus for them lately. And if you want to talk to Ivan later about a Zoom Bible study, he's got a great idea. It's just a new app, new software thing I'm not familiar with, but it sounds pretty cool. Talk to him after he gets dried off. And okay, we didn't ask Bruce about that, but talk to him anyway. Ask. There's strength in numbers. If you get more people on board, then we'll ask Bruce. Bruce will be okay with people reading the Bible. I don't think he'll have an issue with that. My overall impression as we wrapped up the meeting, actually midway through the meeting, I made some notes. It just came over me that with both of them, there's a real gentle joy and there's a simple love that is definitely growing. And we're excited to see that. Shelly and I are encouraged and we are, I'm not supposed to cry. I've always said the first 10,000 years that I'm in heaven, I'm just going to sit and listen to people's stories about how they came to Jesus Christ. That's going to be awesome. That's just, you're supposed to cry. what are you crying? My support here. Obviously, we recommend them both for baptism. We are encouraged and excited for their journey of faith. And we are honored to be able to present them to you this morning.
Hi, my name is Roxanne. I really don't like to talk in public. The first time I found God was when 2 years ago, and also we met Céline and Adri were very good friends, are very good friends. And when I came back from BC, I asked her if I could go into their church. And we went through a lot in our life. And also, that is why I'm giving myself to God. And that's about it. I'm too shy.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ivan Vio. My wife said, keep it short. So I said, how am I going to do that? So one thing I need to recognize, I recognize every day that I'm grateful for, right? First thing is God. And I share that he's my number one in life. Number two in life is me. I'm very grateful for where I am today and what I do and helping everybody that I can around me. Three is my family. I love them so much. Fourth is my circles of friends and my community. And that's you. All of you are very special in my life. Sometimes I don't even talk to you yet, but you're here. That's why I took a picture. You know, I want to show the world that who I hang around with, they're great people and it's awesome to be here. This is the best thing for me is this. And I'm shaking, I don't know why. But thank you, everyone. And this is one of the reasons that, because I always had God in my life. My grandparents introduced me to God. I want to thank them too. But I'm here with a great community. Thank you, Bruce and Birgit.
Roxanne? No, you can't have the mic. Roxanne, the passage we have for you is Matthew 7:12. In everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you. For this fulfills the law and the prophets. Be a light to people. Yvan, I give you the words of, very famous words of Joshua, as he had to speak to people, and he said to them, to his own people, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May the Lord bless you both in your marriage and in your future relationships with Christ. Amen. Our last couple, Marcel and Joanne, come on up. Okay. So Miriam Gandhi and I had a chance to visit with Marcel and Joanne. And I asked Miriam to come with me because she speaks French. And so we had a good conversation with them. They love God, and they love their church family. And they came to us and wanted to be baptized. And we said, well, we explained why baptism was important. And when you have God in your life, baptism is the next step in being faithful to Jesus. So Joanne's going to say a few words.
I like that church. That's why I'm in the church. I started the church the first time. And I joined the church with God and Bruce at Pass. And Mike, they asked Pass, nobody and me. Thank you for ready.
Okay. The verse I have for you, Joanne, okay, it says, I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. It's from Psalm 17, verse 6. And so it's saying, you pray and God will hear you. Okay? Okay. And Marcel, I chose a verse for you because of what others say about you. And it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You have a good heart, Marcel, and we appreciate you. You care about others, and you're quick to want to help. Amen.
I was not really prepared, but Jesus accepts little children, and when the children came to Jesus, he really grabbed them on his lap. He really gives a position to them, and he prays for them, and I think this is represents them, and it's really good to see people like that to come to Christ. They're very simple, and that's it.
So that concludes our service. I'll just give you a few instructions and dismiss you. In a moment, where the candidates are going to get changed, and we're all going to head down to the beach. Okay? So, just okay. Eager. And then afterwards. Obviously, we're going to have a barbecue with a picnic. We hope you're able to stay. We got lots of food, and we welcome you. Okay. I'm going to ask, once the candidates leave, would the people, especially the guys, could you please stack chairs and set them to the side? Because they're going to set up some food tables in here, and you're going to actually pick up your barbecue and then come through and pick up the rest in here and return back to the front. So let me pray in conclusion. God, you've been witnessed today. Jesus, you are here with us. Holy Spirit, you are moving in our midst. And I thank you that you have moved in the lives of these people. You have drawn them to yourself and their desire to be baptized, to show that they stand with you. Lord, bless them. Bless their lives. And I pray that you would continue to create a testimony in them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll see you at the beach.